Okay, I'm recording. Yeah, keep talking about God Hand. Not bad. All right, this is the Alika Studios podcast for it is Monday, January 31st. It is 12:17 a.m.
Oh no, because okay, so if that's what it is now, didn't we record two podcasts while I was home?
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, if we're looking ahead, that's going to be like we got one for this week.
Oh fuck! I just broke the Vic Vipper.
So then, oh no. So that means this would be for the week of Sunday the 13th.
Of my dick.
I guess.
Season of my dick?
The season of Nick Cage.
This is the winter of my disc and dick.
This is the winter of my malcontents.
The what? The western of your malcontent?
Yeah, sure.
What?
Winter?
Western? Did you, have you heard about Magicka?
No.
It's this game that just came out. It, hold on, I'll tell you. I think it's by, like, Arrowhead Studio or something like that? Let me look. Developed by Arrowhead Game Studios. Published by Paradox Interactive. It's a co-op game where you play as a wizard in a sort of, they say satirical, but it's really just like a fantasy world with pop culture references, except it's references to fantasy shit, so okay. It's not exactly, you know what I mean.
Sure, yeah.
You probably understand what's going on here. But it's got like 4-player co-op, and it has a really cool magic system where there are 8 elements, and you just kind of mash them together in different ways. And you can cast spells either on yourself as a projectile, like project them, or they say, I heard that you can cast spells on your sword, but I've never even like used my sword because whatever. But like, you have 8 elements, and you can use up to 5 elements in any spell. Okay. The only limiting thing is that you can't use opposites.
So poison fire, not fire water.
There's water, fire, electricity, or lightning. There's water, fire, lightning, rock, life, arcane, shield, and cold. Shield doesn't have an opposite. I guess there's another one that also doesn't have an opposite, but whatever.
Arcane? Wouldn't that just be everything?
Yeah, they kind of mean it's the opposite of life. It heals undead things and damages living ones.
Wouldn't it be death?
Yeah, I guess,
isn't
but
death damaging to life.
Yeah.
I saw Secret of Nim.
Whatever, it's like a purple beam. but it's cool cuz you can just kind of mash things together and not all of them are useful. Like not every combination is good.
Okay.
Like I combined rock, fire, and earth and cast it on myself, and a meteor fell from the sky and healed me, but also lit me on fire.
What?
Yeah. Oh boy. But then you combine, like, lightning and cold, and you get, like, a zappy lightning beam that also freezes people. And you can also use it to kind of, like, affect your environment a bit, and they kind of have effects that happen to you.
Okay.
Like, if you get wet and try to cast lightning magic, you electrocute yourself.
Okay.
What was and this if you get for
I need to look it up.
Magicka with a K.
Magicka. Okay.
Magicka with a CK. And like, if you get wet, you can use fire on yourself to dry yourself out.
Okay.
The same thing as if you get cold. If you get lit on fire, you can use water to, you know, unfire yourself.
Okay.
And it's got four-player co-op, which means that you can also combine spells with other people.
Right.
By mashing the beams together.
Down with that.
So I'm like, fire, life, and you're like, ice, electricity, and then Brian is like, water, derp derp, and then it all explodes in our face, because water is the opposite of fire.
Okay.
And it kills us.
Right. Okay.
Like, I played some, and it's really tough not to light yourself on fire all the time with one person.
Listen, guy.
I can't imagine what it's like with four.
I remember trying to play Four Swords with you, so...
Well, so far I've decided that the best combination is either Arcane Rock Fire, which lets you shoot a giant ball of rock, which explodes, because Arcane explodes when you combine it with things, that lights people on fire... Or Arcane Lightning Frost, which lets you fire a giant beam that freezes people.
Okay. This seems kind of interesting. I'm watching the video for it now.
Yeah. It's also cool because it's pretty funny. Like, there's dialogue and stuff, and people just kind of talk in gibberish, and it's really cute.
Yeah. Alright. I can dig this, I think.
It's $10 on Steam.
Yeah, $10 on Steam. But it's also, like, not, like, complete yet?
Hmm?
Well, I mean, I looked on the... I'm looking at the site, and it says, coming soon, and then it has the button below it that says, buy and download.
I don't see coming soon.
Are you on Steam?
I'm on MagicaGame.com.
Well, I mean, it does say... Well, I guess it says street date, so maybe they're just actually going to, like, come out with a box version.
The release date was January 25th, 2011.
Oh. Well, there you go. I guess it's a game now.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't see it, because I already own it.
That could be it.
Hey, you can download the demo.
Hey. Download the demo. Yes, I have Steam.
But yeah, it's cool. It's kind of like, it reminds me a lot of Castle Crashers.
Hmm.
Maybe because you have the same colors.
It's looking to me a bit like somewhere right between Four Swords and Diablo.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny, like, there's no inventory management or anything. And, like, in the first level after I left, like, the little Wizardy Hall tutorial place, like, I came upon some peasant woman, and she was all like, by which I mean, there's some rats in my basement, and I don't really have anything of value, but I suppose I could spare some coin. And then some goblins pop out of the forest, and you murder all these goblins, and in the course of that, like, I set her farm on fire and stuff. And then I go back to talk to her afterwards, and she's just like, guess those rats don't seem like such a big problem anymore. I'd give you the coin anyway, but... It's not like this game has a proper inventory system.
Duh.
Oh well.
Okay. Alright, I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, so... Have you read any magazines lately?
Kinda.
Okay. Well, because I was reading, Game Informer over dinner of a huge pile of chicken. And...
Ooh.
I saw an ad for Vindicus.
Really?
Yeah, like just straight up. So I kind of want to go back and check that out now. It's been a while. That was a really fun game.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why we just keep not playing it.
Well, because the last time we, or at least I played, it still had some serious lag issues. Like when it disconnected us, and then it threw me into a void, and then... Like, it would not let me disconnect from the server, and then when I hard quit it, it did not let me reconnect to the server for, like, a half hour.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good reason.
Yeah. But, you know, also, I know for a fact that they've put out new characters since I played last. They had that...
There's the Scythe girl.
Yeah.
The magician.
And I'm down with scythes and girls.
She's got, like, magical shields and stuff. Yeah, but I already have my character.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of... But, you know how it is with... I mean, to tie it together, same magazine, I saw an ad for MapleStory. And it was all like, MapleStory Reborn. And I'm like, listen.
Yeah, there's like, there's giant robots now.
But like, I remember
MapleStory.
There's
a class that gets robots.
There was a giant, like, world that we never saw because the amount of work that it took to get off the first island always seemed insurmountable for some reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've played games. I know what it's like to stay in the first city or two for the entire length of time playing the game. You know? That's something to be said about Mabinogi, while we're at it, is that that game, mm-hmm. pretty just open to you from the get-go.
Yeah.
And it's all about who you decide to talk to and follow up with. None of this get 100 demon heads, which you can't get for another 20 levels, and then maybe we'll give you a ticket to the next island.
Yeah, I remember there's, like, a quest at the Warrior Dude's mountain... for, like, that samurai guy up on the hill, and he was all like, bring me 20 thingy bat wings and some tentacle thingies, and I don't know.
And then the problem is that in order to even get to those, you had to get past the fire pigs.
Yeah. And then I think someone finally did that, and you got, like, a straw hat.
MapleStory wasn't very good.
I don't know.
There are good things about it, but a lot of it was just kind of dumb.
It's not a very good game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed playing it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Like Black Mage Forest. Like, I like the idea of Black Mage Forest and the aesthetic of Black Mage Forest and the music that played in Black Mage Forest.
I'm seeing a theme here.
Black Mage Forest was a pretty great place. It's like Ilex Forest in Pokemon's, also a great place.
Man, Pokemon's.
They coming out. Just go live in the forest. Fuck.
But
I'm sorry, I have to stop this recording now. I'm going to live in the forest.
Okay. Do you want to give a shout out to Dash the Dash?
Alright, I suppose we should pull ourselves together and do a blurb about Dash to Dash. I'm just looking up Dash to Dash, because, like, I know I heard about it through Renard, because, like, I follow him on Tumblr now.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, who, like, how they actually credit themselves on this. I don't know. Presented by something.jpg. Author's note. What is this stupid game?
Not stupid. Maybe little. No.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I really, really like it. Because it is about motion and boosting. Granted, you cannot throw enemies at other enemies. But I'm willing to say that that is because there's only one enemy at a time anyway.
Yeah. Are you sure there's not just one enemy? I've never made it past a single boss.
Jeez, hang on a sec.
Are you playing Dash to Dash?
Tell you to... sorry.
You're playing Dash to Dash, aren't you?
Maybe a little. It was kind of loud.
This is... Wow, whatever happened to professionalism?
I wrote a document about it once.
Yeah, I have no idea what you just said, so I'm just going to push onward.
Do it.
Today we want to do a little blurb, a little shout-out about a game that we came across the other day. Renard's Dash to Dash DX Edition, which is fun. I came upon it on Tumblr and quickly shared it with my good friend here, who apparently also knew about it, I guess.
Yeah, I saw it on the Indie Games weblog, like, the day that I thought I was showing it to you.
So basically...
basically, it must be good, because we both found out about it.
Yeah. So, Dash to Dash DX, it looks like... it looks like an arcadey shooter. Like, there's a boss who floats around at the top of the screen, and there's you, your little ship, on the bottom, and it shoots bullets at you, and there's some really banging tracks going on in the background, but it's not a shooter.
It's Snake.
Snake?
Snake! Yeah, I mean, because it's not about, like, shooting or destroying or anything. It's about collecting gems. But you just, you know, there are obstacles in your way to moving to collect the gems, and if you touch the bad things, you will die. If you touch the gems, you continue to collect.
Oh, geez, there's a pendulum track in this game. I didn't know that.
Ooh, there's also an Aphex Twin track.
Another one for the frag video. Yeah, so you, as the name suggests, you move in... You don't... Blah.
No,
you don't move in the traditional manner. You only move in straight-line dashes that you control with your mouse. And there's no shooting or anything else in the game, so it's a one-button game. You just dash. Dash, da, dash, dash.
And then the trick is that you dash, and periodically gems will form, and if you pick up a gem, it instantly refills your boost meter, whereas normally you have to sort of wait a little bit in order to boost again.
Well,
but like, a very minuscule amount.
Unless you're playing on EX mode like a man.
Yeah, I guess.
Except EX mode is also the one that gives you multiple lives, so I don't know. And collecting gems also runs down the timer on the boss. I'm not sure what happens when the timer runs down all the way, because it's not like I've gotten there.
I imagine there's another boss.
Yeah, I imagine another boss shows up. And the bosses seem to have like a kind of semi-random thing to them. Like, there seems to be a couple boss sprites which suggest their motion or something, and then the shot pattern is kind of random. I don't know. I haven't played all that much of the game to look at it that much.
The way that the shot patterns came out, like, just in sort of, like, the nature of combinations and directions, it actually felt like I was playing that game. Came out a while ago. We never talked about it for some reason. Endless Fire, the sort of evolution shooting game.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that game. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's sort of like I just noticed, like, similar pattern. It had the pattern of bullets on the screen, the image they created, felt very similar to that game. Because, like, sometimes they're straight ones, sometimes it's just a burst, sometimes they move around. And it's, you know, it's a completely unique interface, but just sort of the way they came out, I could not help but think of it.
Well, I think Endless Fire had hexagons in the background.
Yes.
And Dash to Dash has a square grid. So, I think based on that factor alone, we have to award the trophy for best use of hexagons, and therefore, you know, just best general creativity to Endless Fire. It earns, I don't know, shall we say...
3 points and moves on to the next bracket?
Yes. And Dash to Dash, unfortunately, despite how much I like it, is going to have to be consigned to the loser's bracket. And that's just official. That's the rules.
Right.
I was hoping that this would go into, like, a 5 out of 5 boondoggles, 88%, whatever, so that it would be more obvious that I'm not being serious.
As of the giant tournament... Well, I was just going to say that it wasn't so much a loser's bracket, so much as a loser's pit, wherein you have to fight the, what the hell is the name of that monster that the guy had to fight in the Coneheads movie?
I don't know, I never saw that.
It's kind of
Sinistar?
Like, it might be Sinistar, where they will have to fight Sinistar. Sinistar is always in the loser's bracket, not because he has lost, but because
he just
is
likes to
hungry.
Eat losers. He is hungry, and only losers will sate his hunger. You can buy a football helmet for something else that we are not talking about. Never mind.
Okay.
Right.
Excellent.
So, DX. Why is it that DX is the normal rule set, and then EX is, like, the hardcore one?
Well, I mean, it's not like there's even an ST for standard mode.
Yeah, I like that.
It's very much that, maybe there was, like, a game before it that was --ST, but they left it off because they didn't expect to have a DX or an EX. Kind of like the way
I don't think there was a --, just --.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like how there's every extend, and then there's every extend extra, and then there's every extend extra extreme. That's a game I haven't played in a while. Also, yeah. A game which I don't think we talked about on the podcast, even though we thought about it.
I don't think I ever played it.
Did you ever play any of them?
Don't think so.
Really? It's a game where you have to explode yourself.
Yeah, I know. Explosion, man.
Explosion. Explosionade?
Was that the one that people were all pissy about? Because they were like, it ripped off Explosion Man.
No, Explosionade was an arcade title, an Xbox Live indie arcade title from the same makers as Shoot 1 Up, and it was like a platforming mech game. The tagline, I believe, was, if life gives you lemons, blow them up to make Explosionade.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it did have two-player co-op, so there's that.
You should check that out, then.
If you had an Xbox.
Yeah. whoops.
So. Desune.
So I'm looking over the Lapfox page over at Bandcamp. And, like, there's a lot of music here. Like, the only thing I had ever heard was Intensive Care Unit, the EP, because that one was free.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, peasant status at the time.
I believe that is still in the geo, actually.
Yeah. Actually, they have one that's extended and remastered now.
Damn.
Buy now, name your price. I should probably get some of this, because I liked that.
I've been trying.
It's related, because Renard.
Okay. I've actually been trying to get back into music, just kind of like as a activity and a concept.
Okay.
And it's not going too well, but then I was on Last FM, and I, like, apparently it noticed that I listened to Tengai Ukulele Orchestra, and it was like, here, they have a whole ton of tracks you didn't know about, and I was just like, whoa, so there's a... There's a thread to follow down.
Well, okay. That's probably the greatest place to start on your new, musical voyage, the Tengai Ukulele Orchestra.
Yeah.
Things
you know, not as you knew them. That's the name of my new reality show. Tagline?
Okay. We should... We're dying here. We're losing it.
Come on, four more minutes. So, what else came out this week?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I mean, we were going to talk about Super Crate Box. That was a game where you jump around and you collect crates because crates are points. And then you get the disc gun, and then the game is like, we are sorry. And I'm like, what? And then I immediately decapitate myself with the disc gun.
Yeah, like, that's going to be intense. But basically, what made me think of that this week was, on the indie web blog, I believe I saw it, they said that they've actually come out with a two-player version of Super Crate Box, but they only put it on these two arcade machines, one of which is in Vancouver, the other one is in, like, Finland somewhere.
What?
They are, like, indie game arcade cabinets that they... I guess that's where indie games happen.
Okay, in Vancouver and Finland.
Yeah, but I like the concept of it. I like that, they're trying to do arcade stuff, and it's an arcade release only. That's something we don't got in... Well, I'd say in America, but it continues to be something we don't got in America, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like that, you know, more players to a game. That's cool. And from what little video clip I saw of the two-player mode, it looks like as soon as one person gets a crate, it might change it for both players.
Oh, gosh.
Which would be hilarious. But I also imagine they're kind of just using the arcade machines as a test bed, because it was also being played on all of the single-player maps, and for a two-player game, I could kind of see wanting to make some bigger maps for it, maybe some wider maps, just because I don't know, though, because at the same time, it also just showed them, like, running in the same direction, since there's only one crate at a time. There's no, like, variation. It's just a bit about, like, who is better at getting to that crate first. And
yeah.
Like, thinking about it now from the eyes of game designer, I'm probably kind of like, why would you do that? That's kind of bad, but I bet in practice that's still pretty fun.
Yeah, probably.
I don't play enough games these days.
I don't know, I could see it, like, working with more vertical lanes and maybe, like, spawning three crates at a time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because that way it's not just like, okay, that's my crate and this is your crate. It's like, these are the crates.
Here are crates.
And crates are good, because crates are points.
Crates are also guns.
Crates are also guns. Some of the guns in those games are fucking... In those games, in that game, are fucking useless. Other ones, pretty alright. Yeah. Dual pistols, worst thing ever.
Yeah, but you know what?
Flamethrower? Amusing.
Gatling
mines?
Gun. You can fly.
Mines, difficult to use, as stated.
Well, in a couple of levels, there's, like, really good spots where, like, both sides of the screen funnel into the middle and they cross over.
Yeah.
You can take out, like, everybody with some well-placed mines that way.
Yeah.
Except then the mines do not encourage, motion.
You can't gain ground with them.
Yeah. Gain ground.
They are a passive weapon.
Gain ground?
Yes, I just said gain ground.
Is it time to gain ground?
No.
Gain ground. Get like a ninja who shoots tornadoes.
Or the cyborg ninja that shoots the rockets that can go over buildings.
Or get a Hitler who throws grenades.
Wait, what? I don't remember that.
Get that chick. I remember there was like friend.
It was a bushman who throws spears. Maybe it's racist to say that. I don't know, but
I think I just described Pocky and Rocky. Whoops. Dude, Pocky and Rocky. That's also good.
That's different. Yeah, Pocky and Rocky. That's pretty good.
So. that might be it.
Hold on, I'm googling Bushman to see if I just said something insensitive.
Oh, by Rip Slime.
Rip Slime?
Yeah, they're like a Japanese band and did a song called Bushman, and I don't remember much about it, but like first they hit a bell and then they scream "Shut up, Bushman."
It's like I was reading a zine at work the other day, because that's what you do when you work at the place I work.
Yep.
And you don't have anything to do. And as I was telling Brian, I had to look at myself for a moment, because I found myself appalled at the number of fonts that they tried to put in one page. And I was just like, wait. Which of this is...
What harm can come from fonts?
It was very difficult to read. Okay. But, like, somebody had wrote a thing that was just like, you know what's great? Getting free music from people. You know what's even greater? Getting free vinyl from people. I got this the other day in the mail. It's from a Japanese punk band. It came on bright orange vinyl.
Whoa.
And I was instantly interested, because it sounded morbid and horrible in Japanese.
You know... I went into a record store because, you know, when I had that little record store over in Sugarloaf before it exploded, like you expect it to.
Wait, exploded?
Well,
You mean Atomic Hi-Fi, right?
Yeah. I don't think it's there anymore. Is it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh. Well, in any case...
We're in the midst of a vinyl boom.
Well, because the point of the story is the one time I went in there and I was flipping through and I found the Spider-Man 3 soundtrack on vinyl. And I don't know what that means for vinyl.
Okay, I can see it now. Like, if this were Bim Bam, the title of tonight's episode would be Spider-Man 3 on vinyl.
yeah, you wanna just kind of call it here? I got enough to make a half hour podcast.
Yeah, if you wanna hack this together, that would be great.
It'll be fine, and it's gonna go under the title weekly, and then maybe that'll give me an excuse to rebuild the whatchamacallit. I want to take all of the information about our podcast, and right now it's kind of just in a big table, so I think I'm actually going to build an actual, like, MySQL database so people can actually, like, search. Basically, just so people can, like, search by, like, release date / chronological-ish order, or just go by, I only want to see game reviews, or I only want to see guidance.
Okay.
Because I think that should be easy enough to program.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me call it here then. Are you ready to synchronize? We should sign off.
Yes, that's what we got to do.
Hit it.
Okay. So this has been Neely Coo Studios podcast. We will put
something like it.
I think this could be the first in a series of weeklies where we just kind of talk about stuff. And as long as we include one like free game update or something, I believe that counts.
Okay, I'm cool with playing it a little freestyle.
Yeah.
I'm finding myself feeling kind of exhausted right now and wondering about anything that I've said for the past half hour.
It's okay. It's 1 a.m, and there's like, like, I am so, like, it's the weekend, but I did not have a weekend because all weekend I was trying to prototype a game, except I'm an artist, which means I can't do that. So...
That's the one where you ate people.
Ate Logan.
Prototype. Oh. The game was alright.
Yeah.
Jesse hated on it because he owns a PS3 and gets caught up in things like that.
Man, I'm so happy because I found somebody who has a PS3 and were openly willing to admit that GT 5 was silly. That felt very invigorating.
Oh. Okay, cool.
But anyway, I will put...
Yeah, signing off.
Show notes... will be available on the podcast page, including links to some of the stuff that we talked about. The webpage can be found at elitekustudios.net/podcast. Maybe there will be some updates there soon. Maybe we'll get some new content. Apparently I'm making some games and stuff now again, so that's cool. Follow us on Twitter, Oliku on Twitter, or our personals. I'm Master Elcom.
I'm not.
Okay. And aside from that, we will see you next week.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Take it easy, everybody.
Now I will start playing Shadow Bushman. Toki wa eijou no kangayushi. Tani manishin. Shadow Bushman. その勇姿谷間に映る瞬間にシャウトアウトブッシュマンハルタ遠くからだで落とした針の動機気は喧嘩決達戦士体の演じを点検なしても大地の橋と橋結ぶレイシーン獲物に狙い定め突き刺すブッシュモンズ愛容赦ないその勇姿女たちが離さないもちろん一夫多妻